Slate. 30-minute music hour, show number 118, Dana Brown. We'll start on camera 2, Brady Black, and Dave Black, and 2.
It's a 30-minute music hour. I'm Andy Moore from Iowa City, Iowa. Dana Brown.
Thank you.
Real feedback.
I like feedback.
We'll meet the other two members of your trio in just a little bit. And don't mean to stand in front of you, John.
No worries.
Rolling down the track, and the first song was West Monroe. It's from Remember the Sun, Pieta Brown, from Iowa City, Iowa. Where did Rolling Down the Track come from? Do you remember?
I do. I remember vividly. I was at home one day, and my dad came walking up the stairs, and he brought me a guitar, that guitar right there, in fact. And he was going out on the road with Bo. They were going out to do some shows, and I was staying at home, and I sat down and wrote that song after he gave me that guitar.
So that was the first song you composed on that
guitar?
It
was, yeah.
The imagery, though, and I was telling you my appreciation for your sound is part lyrical, part musical, but the lyrics can be very, very concrete and then very, sometimes surreal, singing to the Black River, fiddle with no strings.
Mm-hmm.
How do you navigate between those two worlds, or do you even try?
I don't try very hard. I think that's probably more natural than a lot of things for me. But Songwriting's such a mystery, and I like that about it. I like not thinking about it very much, and I haven't written very many songs without an instrument in hand. Every once in a while, some words will float in, and I'll sit down with a guitar or piano. But I like the mystery. I like letting it come in from wherever it's coming from.
So you start with the music first, mostly? Or there's
no
formula?
There's no formula. No formula. Just the mystery, I think, is the formula.
So no two songs are alike in that way, the way they come?
Yeah, I would say that's true. Yeah, I think, like I said, I don't sit down and write some words and then try it.
What about your frame of mind? Are you a morning person? Is it easier to compose at night, on the road, at home?
I think it's all of them. I think the main thing with songwriting, and I think this is true of a lot of songwriters that I admire, I think it's just being open. You know, I think it's getting into that place where you're open to whatever might come in, whether it's a little melody or some words or something that's making you feel something strongly, whatever the things are.
It reminds me of the novelist E.L. Doctorow.
I know of him. Yeah, I haven't.
Somebody asked him what it was like to write a story. If you heard that,
uh-uh.
And he said writing a story is like driving at night. You can't see past the headlights, but you can make the whole trip that way.
That's a good way of putting it.
That's what I'm hearing you say.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you revealed to me right before we began the program that you were going to play two songs that haven't yet been released, and that was pretty exciting news. So
yeah.
Is that where we're aimed next?
Yeah, that's where we're headed.
All right.
Yeah.
Maybe you could tell us about the first one, and I'll get out of the way.
Yes, next song's just a song called Bad News, and it's one of those, the lyric's pretty concrete, but there's a little mystery in there. The Bad News song.
is another new song. It's a song called Calling All Angels.
Two new ones.
Wow. Those were both two pretty new ones. Thank you. Very nice. How new are those?
They're not brand new. They're sometime in the last maybe 8 months or something.
Yes, but they haven't been recorded yet.
One of the songs has been recorded and is going to come out. I've just made a little tour only EP that I'm going to have out on the road this fall. So we just recorded that. That Bad News song.
Tell us who's with you today.
Let me put that doggy back. I got Bo Ramsey here on electric guitar.
Welcome,
Bo. And John Penner on the bass guitar over here.
Welcome, John.
Thanks.
And Iowa City, and John is now in Madison,
I understand.
So we're straddled the bridge there,
yeah,
geographically. You play everywhere. You've lived in several places. But
no,
you come back to Iowa City?
Yeah.
How come?
Well, a lot of roots there. My whole broken family lives there now. But I came back to the Midwest when I started playing shows out just to face the music, so to speak. But there's a lot of magic just in the land, I feel like, in Iowa and in the Midwest in general. Like the big open spaces. It's not too crowded, so I can be open. And I just feel at home.
So family and the environment.
Yeah.
Iowa City is a pretty artistic place, too, though, isn't it?
It is, yeah. There's the Writer's Workshop in southeastern Iowa, is real close to the Mississippi River, so there's all that history there with all the blues and all the folk music and all that, all that country thing. And my family, my great-grandfather played the banjo, my great-grandmother played the pump organ. We used to go down to southeastern Iowa to the Selma Jam, and there was just all that real rural music that felt like it was just coming right up out of the
land. Do you remember how old you were when you heard the sound of your own voice singing?
No, I don't. I know I made up songs when I was, you know, learning to talk. I think most kids do. So,
you've mentioned your father, so I will, but just only so that people can embrace that. Greg Brown, the very prolific folk legend, is your father. Mm-hmm. You, in addition to writing these wonderful songs and recording, have also been called upon recently to contribute to a project by the great sort of border music Tucson band, Calexico.
Calexico.
Tell us about the Calexico project.
Well, I made friends with those guys in Tucson, Arizona, there along the border. And when I was first getting started, I had a little duo there with a woman. Tasha Bundy on drums, and it was just the two of us. Those were some of my first shows, and so I got to know the Calexico boys down there, and actually after I left, we got to be friends more through the music, I think, and I was wanting to do that song, This Land Is Your Land, as a tribute to Woody Guthrie, and for many other obvious reasons, and so I called those guys up and sent them some music through the mail, and we made a song that way. And then I was down visiting in Tucson just by chance when they were recording their latest record called Carried to Dust. And I went in the studio and sang a song with Joey that he wrote, a song called Slowness. So, and then Bo actually played some guitar on that track as well.
On the track that you sang on?
Yeah. Very nice. So Joey's great that he's very easy to work with and likes to collaborate. He's collaborated with a lot of great artists.
So that record will be out this fall, very soon.
Yeah.
And people can look for that.
They can, yeah.
All right. A couple more songs?
You got it.
All right, thanks.
I wrote this song after seeing a track of Sonny Boy Williamson along with his harmonica singing a song called Bye Bye Bird, and I was mesmerized and dumbfounded all at the same time. And so I went down to the basement where I have a little studio, or where I had a little studio, and wrote this song here.
up into the waters below, and the joy of the preacher as his garden grows, to a tumbler of whiskey and the weeds in the ditch, by a farmer bent down, adjusting his itch. Boxer at dinner who played in the band, to a boxer at midnight tape in his hand, and a shadow mistaken for another man, in a dream once filled where the wild horses ran, from the stables of Eden to the gates of hell, just out front back wishing well. This next song is a song about peace and love and hope.
Remember the sun, remember the sun, remember the
So much to do, it ain't getting done. The hopes of the people under the gun. Remember the sun, remember the sun, remember the sun. Remember, remember, remember the sun. A crook on the hill, thief in the alley. We can rise up, down from the valley. Remember the sun. Remember the sun, remember the sun. changed a thing. Fashion's name's the latest drink. Some things have changed for sure. Divorce and pills are commonplace. Computers are running the human race. And walking is just a waste of time. In my mind, I was talking to Loretta. I'm missing things I've never known. Still wondering. The blackbirds would land in the palm of God's hand, and us kids ran so free for a while. In my mind, I was talking to Loretta. Just what's a woman supposed to do? Maybe tomorrow.